Come ride with me. Ride with me to the place that you have always wanted to go. I am here to take you to the place you have dreamed of. I will take you to the place that you feared you would never see. Now you can go. You can go with me. I will take you there. Climb up on my white steed. Hold my hand and I will pull you up onto my white stallion. Ride with me. You will be safe with me. I will take you to that place in your dreams. Sit behind me and hold on to me. Hold on to my thick cloak, and I will shelter you from the salty winds. Ride with me to that place far away inside yourself, inside your dreams. My great stallion lightly lifts into the dark night sky. We are galloping towards the dusty stars. We spirit through the ethers of space, the ethers of space that are a drug that lets you float away, a drug that lets you dream. Let yourself go. Just let everything go. Let it all go. Let it all float away. I am your dreams master. You are safe with me, and you can trust me. I am the master of your dreams. When you dream, you give yourself to me. I will lead you. I will take you there. When you dream, you let yourself go. You let yourself go to the farthest parts of your being. When you dream, you let yourself go. You let yourself go to the deepest part of yourself. You let yourself see the unknown. You surrender to destiny. You surrender to what could be. You surrender your innermost strength and guidance. You seek the greatest strengths in the universe to lead you and inspire you. You surrender to powers that are much greater than you. Now I have found you in your dreams. I have found you in your life's explorations. I have found you looking into your sexuality. I am your dreams master. I will show you your sexuality. I am your master. You have surrendered to me. Hold on to me as we ride. Hold on to me as I take you to that safe and private place where your sexuality lives. We travel deeper, deeper, deeper into yourself. Deeper. Deeper into trance, a floating trance. You have been there before. You feel calm. You feel happy. You feel peaceful. Let it go. Let it all float away. Let it happen. It happens by itself. Let it go. Deeper. 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 Surrender. Let it all go. Peaceful. Floating, surrender. You have surrendered. You have surrendered to me. You have taken the drug. You are peaceful. You don't care. You have surrendered. I am your master, and you are at your house. You are at your house that is hidden in a deep, dark forest. You are in a forest deep inside your mind's universe. There is nowhere you can go. You are in your dream. There is no escape. You have breathed the drug of inner consciousness, and you don't care. You have let it all go. You float in trance, floating in trance, floating deeper in trance, floating. There is nothing else you can do, because you are floating deep inside your inner universe. You are in a pure, natural state. In this dream, in your house, in your inner rooms, this is your room. This is the room in which you feel safe. Only you have the key to the door, and the door disappears when you are gone. Only you, with your dream key, can enter this room. In this room, you can leave the parts of yourself out to look at, to play with, and to explore. You know this room well. This room has been a great stage on which you brought the crowds to standing applause and cheers. This room, when you were a child, is where you hid from angry parents, or took shelter from bullies, and is where you gained your strength to measure out justice to those who hurt you. Your greatest inventions made this room a great laboratory, and your writings and poetry are written here as you looked out over the green meadows through the rippled glass of its castle windows. Today, tonight, in this dream, in this room, you have made me appear from the deep swirls of starry space. You have always heard my stallions gallop in the faraway winds. You have always known that I would catch you one day. You have run. You have reasoned, read, and studied. You have looked at diversion and denial. You have tried to find every answer on your own. Now you know that you have exhausted every effort and that you can go no further. You realize that all paths to explore your sexuality lead to me. There was nowhere else to go. You have lived your life trapped in a boy's body, wearing boy's clothing, and you are now ready to be free. You are a girl, and you are ready to step across that border. You are here because you have tried everything, and now you just don't care. You surrender. You are ready to surrender your denial. You are ready to surrender your shame. You are ready to surrender to just being the girl that you are. In this beautiful room, this is your beautiful bed with its sheer pink canopy. The colors are happy and light. You have soft pillows and fluffy little animal toys. You cuddle sweetly on your bed among your happy things. You are a pretty girl. You are a girl in a lacy pink satin gown. You are the girl that you always were. You are the girl that had to hide in boys' clothing. You always knew that you were a girl. You are female. You are a girl. You are free. You are free to have your fantasy. You want to know for real that you are a girl. You want to feel like a girl, and you want me to show you that you are a girl. You want me to leave no doubt that you are a girl, and that you are a girl all the way through. You surrender to me. You are a girl, and I am your master. You will obey me, because you are a girl. You want to obey me. I will show you. I am your master. I own you. You are a girl, and you are mine. You are my property. You will do as I say. You will do as I say happily and eagerly. You are female, and you will obey me. I am your master. It is only me you will think of. And I am the only one in your life. Everything else is gone. You are a girl in sweet pink things, and you have surrendered. You have surrendered to me. You are mine. You are my property. I own your little body. I own your little girly body. Trust me. I am your master. Trust me. I am the only one. You are here with me alone. Alone. We are alone. You are alone with me, and I am your master. You will please me. You will obey me. Trust me. I will hurt you, but I will do no harm to you. I will hurt you, but I will do you no harm. Trust me. You belong to me. You are a girl, and you don't care. You don't care what I do to you. You completely surrender to me. The drug has castrated. The I don't care drug has castrated your manhood. The drug has castrated you. Your male ego is gone. Your ego is gone. All gone. You are feminine. You are passive. You have surrendered. You don't care. Your ego is gone. Now you belong to me. I am your master and I am very big. I am very strong. I am much stronger than you. And I will tell you what to do because you are a girl. You are a girl. You are very feminine. I am much stronger than you. I am much bigger than you. I own you. I own your lips. I own your tender, private places. I own all of you. You are a girl, and I own you. Your ego is gone. You feel shame because I own your private places. You feel shame because I can touch you everywhere. You feel shame as you submit to me. You are a girl. You are female, and you belong to me. You have surrendered to me. You will submit to me. You are a girl. Your skin is pale and soft, smooth and silky. You have no muscles. You are weak. You have no ego. You don't care. You are a girl. You smell sweet. You smell very feminine. Your hair is long. Your hair is long, long and wavy. You are feminine. Your face is very feminine. You have a narrow waist and round hips. You are female. Lie there, on your back, and feel how feminine you are. You are very feminine. Your breasts are swelling. You could feel your breasts swelling and getting bigger. You have puffy, big nipples. Your breasts are feeling full. You feel your breasts pushing against your clothing. You feel very feminine. You feel tingly, girly feelings inside. You feel excited and yearn to submit to me. You want to give yourself to me. You want me to touch you. Your nipples are swollen. Your nipples are swollen and rubbing against your silky nightie. You can feel your femininity like a warm desire coming from deep inside. You can feel your femininity pushing your breast out. You can feel your femininity when you roll your hips. You feel very girlish. You are attracted to me. You feel shame because you are attracted to a man. Just let yourself go. Let it happen. It will happen naturally. You are attracted to my masculinity. You want to submit to me. You want to submit yourself to me sexually. It is happening. You can't stop it. You cannot go back. You have surrendered to me, and I now own you. I own your little feminine body. You have been attracted to men. You have been attracted to men and you felt ashamed. You have thought about having sex with them. You felt ashamed. You wondered what it was like. You even looked at men's penises and wondered. You felt ashamed. You are attracted to me. You want me to touch you. You are trembling. You feel vulnerable. Because you know you are submitting yourself sexually to me. There is no turning back. You are trembling. You have goosebumps. You are wondering what will happen to you. You trust me. You want to give yourself to me. You know that I am the right man. You feel connected to me. You trust me. You want to lean on me. You want me to hold you. You can be a girl with me. You can just let your girly self be happy. You are not ashamed of me. You feel like everything is good with me. You are happy with me. It feels right with me. It feels natural. It feels like it is supposed to be. Let go. You are not ashamed. Just let yourself go. Submit to me. I am the man that you want. I am the man of your dreams. I am the perfect man for you. You are the girl, and you know it's right. And I am the man for you. You want me to touch you. You want me to kiss you. You want me to control you. You feel weak and submissive. You give yourself to me. Let it happen. Just let it happen. It happens by itself. Let go and it will happen naturally. You are a girl. A pretty girl. You are very feminine. You are female in every way. You are completely a girl. Your thoughts are in a girl's voice. With a girl's emotion and girlishness. Your deepest thoughts are in your female voice. When you read, it is your little inner female voice speaking to you. You feel girlish excitement when you see something beautiful, colorful. You love bright colors. You love beautiful things. You feel quivers through your body when something's really exciting. You are happy. You want everybody to be happy. You feel kind and loving. You feel kind and loving towards everybody. You want everybody to be kind. You want the world to be happy. You feel love. You love love. Love is the thing that warms you inside and makes you sigh. Love makes you feel happy. You are happy. You are beautiful. You are glowingly beautiful. Everything about you is feminine. Your feminine beauty radiates out to the world, and everybody can see it. Your eyes are full of feminine excitement. You cannot hide your femininity. You cannot hide your femininity by wearing boys' clothes. Everybody can see that you are feminine. Everybody can see that you are a girl. You are feminine down to your inner thoughts. Everything is feminine, and your inner feelings are feminine. You are a girl. You are a girl with plump, excited breasts, with tingly nipples. Let go. Don't care. Don't worry. Let it happen. It happens by itself. You cannot stop it. It happens naturally. It is part of you. It is you. It is the real you. You are free. You are the real you. You are free. You are a free girl. You are free to be girlish, happy, and light. You feel very girlish. You're wearing very girlish clothes. You are wearing silk, pink, and lace with bows and flowers. I can see your girlish body through your sheer night. You are very feminine. You are attracted to me. You are attracted to my masculinity. You want to submit to me sexually. You are a girl, and you just want someone to hold you, protect you, to tell you that everything is okay. You have always been expected to lead as a boy, to be first, to compete, and be ready to fight at any moment. You fought hard with every day's challenges. You struggled with your inner thoughts and with learning the many things about how the world works. You want someone to hold you, someone with whom you can let yourself go and not worry. You want to be a girl. You want to feel the things that girls feel. You want to feel happy, light, peaceful, relaxed. You want to think kind things. You want to feel love for everybody. You want to see love in everybody. You want to feel what is natural for you to feel. You want to feel the things that come out of a girlish heart. You want to feel your thoughts the way water feels as it flows in a brook. In a million clear, different, sparkly sounds that are singing every song at once. You want to feel everything. You want to feel everything that life can give you. You want to know every joy, every beautiful thing, every excitement, every way to know love. These are the things that girls feel. These are the things that you want to feel. It is natural. You want me to hold you and tell you that you are a beautiful girl. You are a beautiful girl. You are very sweet, feminine. You are very loving, giving, innocent and trusting. You feel very content as I hold you in my strong arms. You want me to affectionately stroke the side of your head as I call you sweet little nicknames. Oh, sweetie, my little honey, my delicate flower. You want me to kiss you. You want my lips to touch your mouth and my breath to warm your face. This is where your submission begins. This is where the feeling of female submission thrills you into tingly abandon, where your body feels limp as you offer yourself to me. I kiss you. My lips brush across yours. You feel my body next to you. You feel my warmth. The subliminal musk of my body's pheromones begins to permeate your being. You begin to feel a dreamy, floating excitement like you've never felt before. You let yourself go. You completely submit to me. As I touch you, you quiver. It is a new excitement. You are almost dizzy, and you almost faint. I kiss you lightly and play my tongue across the part of your lips. I kiss you in little pecks and nibbles with my lips. I kiss you with more passion, and I push my tongue quickly into your mouth, then kiss you as I push your lips apart and open your mouth a little more. I hold you in my arms, and behind your head I caress down the side of the body. I squeeze and feel your narrow waist. I stroke over the curve of your hips. I kiss you more ravishingly as I begin to get on top of you. Your little heart is beating with excitement, and you abandon yourself into a dreamy daze as I keep kissing you. You are very feminine, and you are giving yourself to me. I keep kissing you and touching you. I stroke around the side of your breast as it bulges where it is squeezed between our bodies. I kiss you in a rhythm that follows our passions. I kiss you slow and build up our passions to a sigh. Then I playfully pet and grin happy eyes at you. And I see the excited twinkle in your eyes. I kiss you in different moods and little plays. I kiss you passionately. I keep kissing you. I pull back a bit and our excited breaths pant together. Then I kiss you passionately again. And I hold you close. And we have our heads in each other's shoulders. I felt your arms around me as we rode on my stallion through the stars. I felt you trust me, and I could feel a close bond between us. You are sincere, strong, and ready to really know me. You are really ready to just let go, completely let go. You are free. You and yourself are free. Now we will go deeper into your dream. We will go into the scary parts of your dream. We will go into the inner thoughts of your inner thoughts. We will go to the bottom level of yourself and feel your feet on that solid floor that you know is the real you at the very base level. You are scared, but your fear will turn to joy and triumph. You will feel it from your very core, and you will wear it with the glowing confidence of knowing yourself. You have followed your thoughts of feminine submission. You have let those thoughts lead you to the root of your being, where things are felt in the basic hardwired body language of our animal origins, where power, conquest, and submission are expressed in very physical terms. You want to feel your submission to me physically, and in a way that leaves no doubt about the difference between masculine and feminine. The difference between dominant and submissive. The difference between male and female. You want to know that your femininity in physical terms. I will tie your hands and feet so you feel vulnerable and helpless, so you can feel female. I will tie your hands and feet and watch you look helpless. You look very feminine. I will take off my clothes in front of you, so you can see my masculine body. I will watch you look at me when I take off my clothes. You will see my manly body. You will see my penis. I am much bigger and stronger than you, and you are very feminine. You tremble as I tie you in bed. I tie you with soft cords, but I tie you tightly and you cannot get away. I tie you because you are a girl. You are my property. I own you. You surrender to me. You will submit to me. You are tied up, squirming. You are tied up and you are a helpless little girl in pink, frilly clothing. I take off my clothes in front of you as I look at you. You study every part of me. First you see my upper body, with its sculpted muscles, curls of body, and smooth, easy motions. I am sent by the gods. I have a perfect body. I have a body like those chiseled by the Renaissance sculptors. You melt inside with your quiet attraction to me. As I let my cloak fall off my shoulders, I am naked before you. A dark, rippled, perfect form, pulsing with silent, masculine strength. You see my penis. You are scared. You are watching my penis as I move about. I'm watching your face as you watch me. Your look of fear makes me excited, and I begin to get hard. I look into your eyes as I get on the bed with you. I kiss you, first plainly. Then I hold you and fresh kiss you deeply. You are all tied up and squirm as I control your mouth. I continue to kiss you till you begin to lose yourself in a dream floating in the Saurian state. You feel your submission to me as I control your tied up, helpless little girly body. I kiss you. I kiss you deeply. I put my tongue into your mouth. I push my tongue deep into your mouth. You struggle and almost gag as I explore inside your mouth with my tongue. I kiss you more softly before between our pants of breath. I shift next to you so your head is resting on my thigh. You tremble as my penis is right in front of your mouth. You have never seen a man's penis this close. It is much bigger than you thought it would be. It is covered with veins and folds and wrinkles. It is thick, bulging, dark monolith, sticking straight out from my body. It is frightening. My penis is at your lips. You have never had a man's penis in your mouth, and you don't know what to think. Are you supposed to want a man's penis in your mouth? You don't know what to do. You think. You think of your deepest dreams. You follow your submission. You begin to realize that you're at the point of real submission. The submission that you felt before was a shallow submission. It was a submission that still had terms and conditions. You begin to fall into true submission. Letting go of everything. Letting go of your pride. Letting go of any ownership of yourself. You are mine. You must submit to me. You must submit completely. You want to submit to me. You want me to put my penis in your mouth. You want me to put my penis in your mouth. You want me to grab a handful of your pretty blonde hair. You want me to put my penis in your mouth. Take my penis into your mouth. Don't be ashamed. You are a girl. It's natural. Just let it happen. Take my penis into your mouth and feel the large, soft head. Feel around it with your tongue. Feel its shape, curves, and creases. Explore my penis head with your tongue. Rub your tongue underneath my penis head. Push your tongue in and out under my penis head. You begin to salivate. My penis head fills your mouth, and you have to swallow before you can take a breath. You taste some of the raw flavor of my manly flesh. You sink into a feeling of total submission. I own you. I control you. You have given me permission to violate you in the most personal ways. Suck my penis. Gently suck my penis head. Suck my penis head and feel how my flesh feels as your mouth closes in around my penis. Your mouth is wrapped around my penis. Suck my penis and move your tongue. Curl your tongue tip under my penis head. Flicker your tongue tip under my penis head. I begin to slowly push in and out. I gently fuck your mouth. I grab a handful of your pretty blonde hair and I fuck your mouth slowly. You look very feminine and helpless as my large penis fills your mouth. I continue to push my penis into your mouth, going a little deeper with each thrust. My strokes are longer, and you begin to have a hard time getting breaths in between strokes. Saliva shines all around your mouth and hangs in slowly stretching drools from your chin. My penis owns your girly mouth. Suck the head. Swish your tongue around my penis. I own you. Do as I say. Suck my penis head. Flick your tongue up and down the crease. Run your tongue up and down the crease. Push your tongue into the hole at my penis tip. Push your tongue in and out quickly underneath my penis head. Play your tongue all around my penis head. Feel it in its bath of thick saliva. I fill your mouth. My penis head is getting larger as I get excited. My penis head pushes against every part of your mouth. You can barely move your tongue. You are at my mercy as I grasp a handful of your pretty blonde hair. I begin to push my penis deeper into your throat with slow, rhythmic strokes. I thrust deep and withdraw quickly when you gag. Each time I thrust deeper until I hit the back of your throat. I pump back and forth slowly and fill your mouth with my large penis. You struggle to breathe. My big cock fills your mouth as you feel my hand holding you. Your jaw being pushed open much farther than you would usually open your mouth. It's hard to get air. I'm fucking your mouth. I'm fucking your mouth to pleasure myself. My animal is pleasuring itself. I'm very excited. I'm very hard. I feel like I am near a climax. But I keep myself from coming. I come a little bit and leave a little bit of semen in your mouth and pull out quickly. You must not come till I say you can. You must not come till the rapturous end. You must climb higher on your sexual journey. You must let this act of sexual drama reach its peak. It will carry you higher and higher. You will go through all the phases of thought and feeling to reach a high and pure sexual understanding. You will journey to the center of your sexuality. You will gain your confidence and sexual power. You will see that quiet and special energy that gives girls their secret powers. They are secret powers that are connected to man's animal self. You swallow and clear your throat. Your juices have gone into the sinuses and dripped out your nose. I wipe your face with a towel and I untie you. I untie you and I lie next to you and hold you. Brave little girl. Good little girl. Good cock-sucking little girl. You can really please a man. Good girl wants to please her man. You made your master very excited. I hold you next to me on your soft pink bed. I hold you close. I smell your sweet perfume. I caress your feminine body. I hold you and lay with you for a long, quiet time. I touch you. I rub my hand up along your side. I press you closer to me. I kiss you. I kiss you tenderly. I kiss you sweetly as I look into your eyes. I look into your eyes and see all your different feelings. You are a girl. And now your feelings flow freely inside. You are aware of the sensual, the primal, the inner communication inside us and between us. You are being connected to all the feelings. You are connecting to the place that all feelings come from. You are connecting to the thing that all feelings add up to be. To the one place where all feelings come together. That is the one place that is the core of ourselves, the center of life and the pure truth. I touch you. I stroke over your gentle curves. I run my hand under your nightie and feel your soft skin. You are very feminine. I touch you everywhere. My hands explore your sweet feminine body. I touch your breasts. I cup over and around your breasts with my hands. I feel your big, hard nipples spring across the spaces between my fingers. I gently grab handfuls of your breasts and squeeze them. I massage your breasts in my hands. I run my hands all over your delicate body. I look at your sweet face and blonde hair with all the pink clothing and bed covers around you. You know what will happen next. It is no mystery. You wonder what will happen to you. You wonder what I will do to you. I am very big. I am very manly. You see my penis, and you have a look of fear on your face. Now the reality sinks in of what your surrender to me really means. Go deeper, deeper. You follow your feelings of submission deeper down. You float down. You float down to the base of yourself. You float down to those guttural feelings deep inside. You float down into a physical world. A world of survival, desperation, raw struggles, and brutal honesty. You cannot go back. You will submit to me sexually. I am your master. Trust me. I will hurt you, but I will not harm you. You want me to hurt you. You want to submit to me sexually. You want to feel my masculinity in every way. You want to know what a real man is. Because you were never a man. You were always a girl. Girl that had to dress like a boy. You always felt like a girl. You were always a girl. You always wondered what a real man is like. I turn you over on your stomach. I touch you. Relax. Relax. Float. Float and let yourself go. Just let yourself go. Let your mind go. Let it happen. It will happen naturally. I touch you. I rub over your back with tingly fingers up and down, up and down. I rub your back and sides gently. I touch you. I touch you along your sides. I follow your feminine curves. I feel over your breasts that are plump, soft little mounds that are squeezed out on each side of your body as you lay flat under me. I feel into the curve of your waist. I feel over your hips. Your hips curve out from your waist in an hourglass shape. Your waist and hips are so feminine. I stroke over your waist and hips, rubbing my hands over your girlish body, your beautiful round behind. You have such a feminine, round, soft behind. I rub your plump cheeks. I grab handfuls of your soft buttocks and I squeeze them like breasts. I squeeze your beautiful ass, your beautiful feminine ass. Your beautiful ass is so inviting. You know what will happen. You tremble. Let it happen. You can't stop it from happening. I am your master. I own you. And you will go deeper into submission. Let yourself go. Let it all go. Let your ego go. Let your male ego go away. Let it float away and disappear. Your male ego is gone. Totally gone. You don't care. You feel complete submission. All your muscles are open. Let everything go. Just let every tension go away. Turn off every tension with a switch and let all your muscles just fall in. Let your mind completely fall into submission. You are a girl. You are an innocent girl. You are a virgin. You are a sweet little virgin girl. You're trembling. You're almost crying. You breathe in short, little scared breaths. You have fits of trembling. You know that you will become a woman. It is time for you to become a woman. Inside you will always be a little girl. You can always be a free little girl. You can be a little girl that doesn't have to hide in boys' clothes. Now you will become a woman. When you give your virginity to me, you will become a woman and truly understand the difference between a woman and a man. You will understand that you have always been a girl. You are always completely feminine. Everyone can plainly see that you are a girl. Even from far away, they know that you are a girl. Let yourself go. Submit to me. Abandon yourself to me. I will hurt you, but I will not harm you. Trust me. You can trust me. You know you can trust me because I care about you. And you are a good person. You are a good little girl. I anoint your beautiful virginity with sweet, thick oils. I gently probe my finger into the entrance of your sweet virgin hole. I rub the warm oil and probe against your tight muscle with my finger. I push my finger gently just inside. You grasp the sheets and let out a little gasp. You feel your submission to me. You feel violated. You want me to violate you. You want me to violate and hurt you. You want to physically feel your submission to me. I get on top of you and gently lay on top of you. You feel my body on top of your body. My body fits over your curves perfectly. You can feel my warm body lying lightly on top of you. You are pinned down. You cannot move. My big arms close in on each side of you. You can't move your arms because you are squeezed in next to your body as I lay on top of you. I spread your legs. I easily push your white girly legs apart. I spread your legs and my penis falls into place. You feel my hot penis land heavily between your legs. My penis lands between your legs and my penis head rests in the vestibule of your virginity. It finds its way naturally. This is the way it's supposed to happen. You are a girl, and I am the perfect man for you. I care about you. You can trust me. Submit to me. You want to submit yourself sexually to me. I gently push into you. I push against your tight entrance. I push in slow, gentle thrusts, each one a little stronger. You have little fits of scared shivers. You feel and smell my masculinity. Relax. Let it all go. Let yourself completely submit to me. Relax. Relax every muscle. Let go. Let me slip into you. I will slip into you naturally. You are almost a woman now. I push against your opening. Your muscles are letting go. Feel your muscles relaxing. Feel your muscles ready to completely let go. I begin to enter you. My penis head is just beginning to spread your tight muscle. You feel sharp pain. You are scared as you feel sharp pain. You wince and lurch forward as I push hard into you. I grab your wrist next to your head and pin you down on the bed. It will happen. You can't stop me. You are a girl. I am your master. I own you. Relax. Let yourself go. Let every muscle go. Give in. It is so much easier when you just submit and completely give in to me. I push again into your juicy vestibule. I spread your legs a little farther apart. I thrust in several gentle pushes, almost penetrating you. I lean around your side and kiss your neck and cheek. I whisper in your ear, "Good little girl, sweet little girl. Now you will become a woman. You will know how a wife feels. You will know what a man is. You will know what it is like to be a wife and to have a husband." I push steadily into you. I push into the portal of your virginity. You are losing your virginity to me. You squeal in pain, then you break down and cry in complete submission. I feel your muscles suddenly relax. You suddenly drop all your guard. You let go even of your body's natural instinct to protect itself from being violated. You let me violate you right down to your inner mind. You have let go. You have completely submitted to me. I have entered you. I am fucking you. You feel full inside as I slip deeper into your body. You feel searing pain as I plunge into you. You feel quivers of pain on the tender insides of your thighs. I am holding you down and I am fucking you like my perfect cock. It is a very big cock. It is a perfect fit inside your body. It has a big, soft head, a hard, veiny shaft, and it is narrower at the base, so it feels like it wants to push itself deeper and deeper into you. I am deep inside. You feel filled up. You feel dull pains as my large penis pushes against your inner organs. I begin to fuck you slowly. I am fucking you in very slow, rhythmic motions. You take little gasping breaths as you cry. There are a torrent of thoughts in your mind. The hardest part is past. The pain is not as bad now. You feel violated, and you feel a satisfaction. You feel complete surrender. Inside you there is a whirlwind of emotions. You feel like you're being punished. You think about anything bad you may have ever thought. You feel like you're being loved, and you want to share your love with me. You feel like you are being conquered. You feel like you are my plaything. You feel owned by me. I keep fucking you. I keep fucking you slowly and steadily. You will now take a journey deeper into yourself. I have entered the most private place in your body. We are intimately together. We will go to a deeper place. We will go deeper into your sexuality. This is a long ride. This will be a very long ride. I will fuck you for a long time. I will enjoy fucking your little girly body for a long time. I turn your head and reach around to kiss your lips. Your teary red face is that of complete, broken surrender. I stroke your head gently. I kiss you. I touch you all over. Your feelings are beginning to clear, leaving you to think about our intimacy, about my penis inside your body. You feel love between us. You will always feel love for your master. You will always know that I love you. You will always trust me. You will always know that I'm here to guide and protect you. I whisper into your ear, good girl. You are a good little girl, and it's so good to fuck you. I can think of no greater pleasure than fucking you. I want to fuck you for a long time. I will fuck you till you explode with excitement. Till then, I will screw your brains out. Don't come till I tell you. You will feel waves and shivers of female excitement coming from the center of your body. Each wave will be more intense. Let them build up. Let your excitement get greater and greater. Let your excitement tingle up through your body till you just about can't stand it. You will begin to feel a warmth all up through the center of your body. You will feel like you're losing sense of reality. You will begin to feel a flurry of intertwined feelings. You will feel hot. You will feel cold. You will feel fear, wonder, panic. You will wonder what is happening to you. You will feel like you're about to fall into an abyss of pleasure. You will fear letting go. You will wonder if you will ever come back. Will you just turn into nothing? Let your excitement reach this state of near madness. Hold on to your excitement just below this titillating point. Then you will be at the threshold. I keep fucking you, and even passionate thrust. You feel my big penis going in and out, in and out. Each time I pull out, you feel a sudden emptiness inside you, with only the feeling of your insides starting to close back together. Then I enter you again, and you feel that powerful surge of hot masculinity conquer your girly little body. You feel your submission to me. As I keep fucking you, the drama plays itself out inside your body and mind. That cycle of conquest, submission, satisfaction, and abandonment plays itself out over and over and over again as I keep fucking you. Each time the story is played a little differently. Sometimes I thrust into you quickly for a sudden and decisive conquest. Sometimes I thrust myself deep within you and twist my hips about to push my penis around every part of your beautiful receptacle of love. As I touch you and love you, every moment is a new way of feeling your submission to me, your sexual surrender to me. As I fuck you, you want me more and more. You move your body in answer to my motions, and the waves of excitement quiver through your body. I reach around under you and cup your breasts, your beautiful breasts. You are a little girl, and a little girl that has had to hide in boys' clothes all these years is still a little girl. You are just at puberty, and your nubile state has led you to this dream to find your sexuality. Your little breasts are firm and high on your chest, like beautiful little apples with tender, puffy nipples. I want to touch you. I want to kiss you. I turn you over. I turn you over so we are facing each other. Your sweet and tender face lights me up with love. Your look of tender girlish innocence is a precious flower growing with love. You are very attracted to me. You feel perfect having a man make love to you. I look into your eyes and you tremble with excitement. You want me. You desire me. You feel the joy in submitting to me and pleasing me. You love being owned by me. I touch you everywhere as I fuck you. I touch your breast. I squeeze your breast gently and feel your nipples. I rub your tender belly. I kiss you. It's so good to kiss you as I fuck you. My hands and body move in a sculptural dance with you. Our bodies move in sensual undulations. I touch you everywhere. I kiss you wildly. Waves of pleasure make you writhe uncontrollably. You begin to get lost in your pleasure. You accept yourself as completely feminine. You feel all the female pleasure. Your body tingles all over. You're almost dizzy. You feel pangs of a mix of fear and abandon. What happens to you? What will happen to you? Your attraction to me feels like an insatiable hunger. The more I fuck you, the more you feel pleasure in satisfying me. You feel more submissive. The more physical your desires become. You are lost in the delirium of pleasures I keep fucking you. Your insides feel scrambled and used. You like feeling used. You want me to use you for my pleasure. You want to feel your submission in every way. You want me to say things to make you feel submissive. You are a sex toy for me. Your only purpose is to please me. You feel like a slut. You feel like a whore. You want me to tell you that you are a slut. You want me to tell you that you are a little sissy whore. You want me to tell you that you are here for my pleasure. You want me to tell you that you are my sex slave, and that it is only your master's pleasure that is important. I love fucking you, because you are my little slutty sex slave. I will fuck you extra hard, because you are a little sissy whore who can't get enough of my masculine domination over you. You will get a good hard fucking, you little slut. I will give you a fucking that you will never forget, because I know that you are a dirty little sissy slut. I will get on top of you, pin you down to the bed, and give you a punishing fucking. You little slut. You deserve a good hard fucking because you can't get enough of me. You have limitless attraction to my masculinity, and you can't get enough of my domination over you. I kiss you roughly. You slut. I kiss you roughly while I lay on top of you and hold you down firmly. I rough kiss you as I give you a hard, deep fucking. I'm gonna fuck you for a long time, you little whore. You little sissy. I'll fuck you in every position, at every angle, because I know you are a little sissy. And you want to be treated like a slutty whore sex play toy that you are. I'm fucking, 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 fucking you. I love fucking your sweet smelling, pink dressed, little girly body. You go deeper into your desires. You look for a deeper satisfaction. You feel total abandon as I call you a slut, a sissy, and a whore. You feel the shame, but it doesn't matter. You feel shame in your total submission, but you just don't care. You only care that I have complete sexual pleasure and domination over you. There's a deeper place in your sexual cycle. You go deeper, deeper. You are falling to that deepest part of yourself. You are going down to your primal inner self. You feel the raw feelings that the animals feel. You feel the feelings that the most basic emotions, fear, conquest, submission. You have submitted completely. You have let everything go. You have let all pride and ego completely vanish. You feel complete submission, but there is something more. You have given everything, but there is something more. There's something more you want to give to feel complete submission. You feel it in very physical terms. It feels like fear and complete abandon. You want to feel completely possessed. You want to feel my raw masculinity. You want to know that my masculinity in the most physical way. You want me to control you. You want to fear me. You want to be scared. You want me to overpower you. You want me to hurt you. I know what you want. I know what you really want. You're always scared to even think of it. Rape. 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 You want me to rape you. You want to feel raw sexual animal nature. You want to feel the base of sexuality. You want to feel the raw sexuality that is forged of life on earth. You want to feel the animal sexuality that is the playground of aggression, conquest, possession, self-pleasure, that is the powerful, hormonal, and hardwired instinct to breed. You want to be bred like an animal, by an animal. You want to be bred by man's most basic instincts. You want to feel all my manliness. You want me to overwhelm you. You want me to control you as you are helpless. You want to feel that I possess you and that you exist only for my pleasure. You want me to take you and keep you captive for my sexual pleasure. You want me to rape you and hurt you. You know that I am much stronger than you and that you cannot stop me. You know that I will rape you. You want me to rape you. You want me to rape you 4 or 5 times a day. You want me to rape you in your sleep. To rape you in the bath. You want me to rape you over the table. You cannot stop me. You gave your girlish body to a man. You gave yourself to me so I can use you for my sexual pleasure. I will use you for sex. And I will pleasure myself in you. I will put my penis in your body for my pleasure. I will rape you over and over and over every single day. You want me to rape you. You are a girl. You are a girl who wants to get fucked. You want a man to fuck you. You want a man to control you and fuck you. You want me to fuck you. You want me to fuck you. You want me to fuck you because you are a girl. A slutty girl. A whore, a sissy. You are a girl who wants to be fucked. You want a fucking. You want to submit yourself sexually to me. You want me to put my penis inside your body. You want me to pleasure myself inside. You want me to fuck you. You want me to rape you. My penis will hurt you. You are a little girl and when my penis enters you, it will hurt you. It will hurt you very much. I own you. You are my property. I am fucking you. I am fucking you with hard, firm thrust. I hold your skinny legs up and feed them over my shoulders and I keep fucking you. You are thrashing about in sexual delirium. You are almost at a point of exploding. I lay on top of you as you lay sideways, almost in fetal position, as I hunch over you. Kissing you as I fuck your little girl body. I feel over your tender feminine skin. You smell very sweet. You make little girly moaning sounds. You are reaching a frenzy of excitement. You have been at the verge of flying into bliss. You are panting in little excited breaths. Your mind is swirling with more intensity than you have ever felt. In a few moments, you will let go. You will let it all go. You will be free. Totally free. Let all your feelings free. Fling open the doors of yourself and let all your emotions burst out. Let your emotions frolic in natural freedom. This is the greatest submission. It is the ultimate submission to let your deepest self fly out and play in life's sunshine. You are completely free. You are a good girl. You are beautiful. You are a good person. You are happy. You feel love. You see love in everybody. You have a wonderful spirit to share with the world. You are truly wonderful. I have brought you here because I love you. Let yourself go. Just let yourself be free. It happens naturally. It happens by itself. Your emotions are all free. Cry. Cry. Cry in your joy. Sob with release and happiness. Let yourself go. Just let yourself go. You are free to explode into ecstasy. My body is overflowing with excitement. I will release my pleasure into you. I will fill your beautiful female body with my seed. Dizzy waves of ecstasy course up my body. You can feel my hot semen fill and flood into your body. You feel full of my warm fluid. You feel my love in you. You feel happy to give me pleasure. You feel happy that I own you. You are a good girl. You are such a good little girl. Let go. Let go. Cry. Release. Let yourself fly into ecstasy. This is your final, perfect, and complete submission. This is your sexual rapture. It is more powerful than any drug. You have never felt such pleasure and happiness. You are feeling things that you have never felt before. You can't stop it. Feel like you are losing control. Just let yourself go. Completely explode into feeling. fly away into the most wonderful feelings. You can't stop. You wonder what will happen to you. A warm energy is building up in your core. Waves of dizzy pleasure make your body roll uncontrollably. You tilt your head back and you roll your eyes back to lose all sense of up and down or where you are. You see colors, lights, flashes, and you feel flashes of warm energy shoot through you. Energy is building up in your core. You keep coming, you keep coming. You can't stop crying. It comes in waves. You're losing control. You think you get control. You start to get control. And you swallow it up into it. Then you lose yourself again. You wonder if you will ever stop. You wonder what will happen to you. When you float away to some unknown dimension, you can't take it anymore. Your mind is gone. You are in a wild state. You try to calm down, but it keeps coming back. You have uncontrollable fits of crying, and you feel every feeling of every happiness. You are overwhelmed by so much feelings. Bright lights and fuzzy auras glow around you. You have felt more pleasure than you ever thought you could feel. You have traveled through the portal of transcendent sexual rapture.